This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill creating new tax incentives for electric trucks, heat pumps, and more is moving forward at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The package creates more than $80 million worth of tax credits intended to encourage people and businesses to switch to low-carbon technologies. Democratic Representative Mike Weissman said it's an example of how the tax code can be a moral document.
Which is to say, among other things, we use the tax code to incentivize and encourage things that we believe are needful.
Weissman's Republican colleague, Ken DeGraff, who rejects the science of climate change, argued the incentives would cause problems instead of fixing them.
It's going to cost hundreds of millions to the taxpayers and have absolutely zero effect on the climate. And the only thing that it's going to allow is some level of virtue preening.
The cost of the green technology bill would be partially offset by collecting more taxes on oil and gas production. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's local governments could get more power over short-term rental services like Airbnb. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Quite a few county governments in Colorado have set rules and restrictions about how property owners use Airbnb and other services, whether they've outright banned short-term rentals in unincorporated areas or maybe just required a license. One problem, they don't have enforcement power when it comes to the platforms themselves. A new bill at the state legislature would change that, allowing counties to make the services take down non-compliant listings and enforce other requirements. Short-term rentals have been blamed for neighborhood disruptions and taxing water supplies in mountain towns. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Low-level cannabis crimes would no longer disqualify Colorado workers from earning professional licenses under a proposed law. It would bar any regulatory agency from denying certification in any occupation based solely on certain marijuana convictions. Those include possession, cultivation, and processing, which have been legal in the state for nearly a decade. This is CPR News.